Good evening, good morning, good day. My name is Danielle. I'm with yogapartout.satoshi.yoga. Welcome to this blockchain program, webcast, podcast also available on multiple channels. Today, my guest is Eric Westrich. Eric is with the Center for Governance, which you can find at governance.super.site. Eric, for those who don't know about the Center of Governance and how does it fit with wellness, please, can you introduce yourself?
Sure. I'm Eric Westrich. I work with a group of altruistic academic entrepreneurs. So we believe in taking the latest research and turning it into products, services, and organizations, both profit and nonprofit, that make the world a better place. And believe it or not, there is a connection between when you ask me about what's wellness have to do with the metaverse and blockchain. We'll get there.
That's precisely why we're so grateful to have you as a guest, Eric, because you're known for being able to simplify the discourse, to bring people from different horizons in your discovery through the metaverse, through the blockchain. This Center for Governance, which you abbreviated by the C4G group, you're helping a lot of people. And then when people discover your site, which I mentioned at the beginning, then they see that you're a guiding light in the universe of alien worlds. Can you explain to us the relationship with the Center for Governance, the alien worlds, for government candidates and custodians, please?
Well, maybe it can take a step back since people are looking at the bigger picture of wellness.
And yet it works. It works very well. You're being known for being able to bring people who normally would disagree. And you even go further with the Center of Governance. You resolve conflicts. Could you give us some examples of conflicts that you have through your group? Because you're not alone on this. And congratulations to you. How does resolution of conflicts take place?
Well, let's go into so what this is saying is it's not recording for some reason. Oh, maybe it is now. Okay. So the Center for Governance came with me being interested in governance. How do groups of people make decisions together and feel good about it? Really understand, because one of our problems is we don't know everything. So if we're making decisions about yoga, you're going to provide a lot of value I can't provide on yoga. I know something about it. But you know a lot more, but I may know some things actually that yoga that you don't even know, history, things maybe. But the point is, if we're going to make decisions together, how do we make sure that knowledge is shared, that we take into account that there's different level of knowledge, that we take into account that some people want different things, and some groups try and, you know, small groups try to control the group. So you don't want a minority holding the majority hostage, like happens in our government. You don't want the majority holding the minority. You must wear these kind of outfits because we say so. You know, you don't want that to happen. And so you want this trust, and that's what it's about. So how did that happen? Well, we decided when we were focused on dignified living, work, and relationships that matter, that we were going to focus on the dignified living first. That's big, because that's physical, mental health, housing. So we decided to focus on housing. And that was big, so we decided to focus on building a house. So we're actually doing that right now. We're building our prototypes with the goal of delivering housing at half the cost anywhere in the world. And so we're stacking basically three levels of research. So, you know, the earliest level of this research had to do with one of our academics has experience in construction. So as he goes and does construction, we realize that he can do workflows on materials, sourcing and logistics, you know, supply chain, labor. But we realized to really make those sing, we needed to tie them together. This is what we've done for 10 years. We holistically look at problems and we create open source platforms for the benefit of everybody involved to connect them. So it looks like a big organization. We aggregate individual capabilities so we can have a big capability and go for big things. But unlike the way it's mostly done, where a multinational corporation owns everything and tries to own you, or like Amazon, which tries to get as much money. I mean, just imagine Amazon was owned by the stores and the warehouse fulfillers and the transporters, customers, all that. It'd be different. Kind of like here we have Costco. So Costco is a platform where they buy things for you at the lowest possible price, and then they fund the platform that does that by charging you 5%. So we view this platform that connects people together. You could do this for yoga, by the way, or anything. But, you know, it connects this platform, connects all these people to do the most efficient possible. And that's one of the ways you build a cheap house is operational efficiency. And we get that by these software platforms. So our second academic, a little staggered, you know, here comes the construction, a little down the road, just finishes this research on the platform itself. And so in this software platforms that connect things, we use these tools that allow you to take whatever you have and make it into that kind of mental thing. But it actually stands for distributed autonomous organizations. And what that just means is if we can agree on a set of rules, this thing will run those rules that can be done automatically. When conditions met, value changes hand, things get reserved, things happen. Very cool. In fact, in the United States, you can actually, in several states, list your company as a Dow LLC. What that means is that your software, your financial officer could be software. One of your workers can be software. And so I became very interested in that, and that's how I got into Alien Worlds, because a group of people had an unconference, and an unconference is where, there's one going on right now, but an unconference is where people who are interested in common things sign up first and then decide what the conference is about, as opposed to deciding what the conference is about, then go getting registration. And one of the things that came out of that first conference was these distributed autonomous organizations are great, but everybody has to build their own from scratch. Wouldn't it be nice if there was at least a tools that people could use over and over? People started coming up with a tool set. A company took that and said, we are going to flesh this out to build these tools that do all these things. But it would be kind of boring to have a software system with nothing to run it. So they decided to build a game on top of it. So did it work? Yes, the game grew. 3 million people signed up in the first year. You had about 100,000 to 200,000 people playing a day. It's way more now. And so that is this great thing, is there's this software, and all the blockchain is, a blockchain is a ledger that keeps track of everything that happens. It's public, so you can, you know, right now, if you want to know whether you really owe the bank money or they owe, you look at their ledger, and how do you know they're right? So it's a public ledger, it's encrypted, and it has the idea to do these smart contracts, which just means that you can make a rule and store that with like, imagine you put your money in the bank and you put your instructions for that money built right into it. Like, you can't spend this money in these countries because they use slave labor and we're not going to do that. Or, you know, you can do that kind of stuff. And then a blockchain takes it, or DAO takes advantage of that, runs these things. So now we've got all this data we can see for the long time. We have things happening automatically. For efficiency, that's great, but I realized there was one flaw. The DAOs only run the rules you tell it to run. So who comes up with the rules? Oh, governance. Governance is what rules are we going to live together?
There's a voting system, if I recall correctly. Can you tell us a little more
Yeah, so the book by Dan Larimer, and you can actually see some videos on fractal governance. It's called More Equal Animals, and it studied
Oh,
both the governance that happened in blockchain, because it happens very. The difference with a blockchain
there's a
is if you
voting
don't like it, you can
system,
copy your
if I
own and say, well,
recall
let's fix
correctly.
that.
Can you
So you
tell
can
us a
fix
little
things and
more
try
about
new
this,
things
please?
in fraction of the time, as opposed to waiting, like where I live, 200 years to say, oh yeah, we're starting to see the flaws in this thing. Blockchain, you can do it and adjust, because we can't copy our government saying, let's try another version, where blockchain you can't. Let's try this and see if that fixes it. So the idea of this governance is through consensus. So number one is to make it very comfortable and easy for people to share and get all the information out. Because usually people like you and I who like to talk, we talk all the time, and a lot of people don't talk. And so you get these talkers and doing that. So that's
Well, they got elected, so they're learning at the same time. The criteria. Oh, I see. Now that I understand the process and how important it is to communicate well within groups, this consensus process has some flaws, does it not? For example, it looks like a pyramid where it starts from the ground, then each group elects one representative who meets with the other winners of rounds for better, more power, and on and on and on. Isn't there a danger for flaws in this consensus distributed autonomous organization? Eric Westrich, can you tell us about these coffee meetup nights that you're doing also on YouTube in regards to solving problems before they arise? Is there a minimum number of participants? Thank you. Thank you very much, Eric Westrich from governance.super.site. In closing, I would feel bad for not asking you, in light of this effective government system that you are part of, what is your understand what is in closing, what is your understanding of data? There's so much data created, it's exponential. Eric Westrich from Governance Supersite, please tell us, what does the future look like for you and the world, humanity, and what we're going through today, those changes taking place. Please, can you tell us what you think on this, please? It never ends. It never ends. I understand. All right. So, yeah. Except that it's really a new way of thinking. And in closing, we're in 2023 right now, almost 2024. What do you see? What do you foresee? And how are we doing as human beings, let's say in 2029? The last word is yours, Eric Westrich. I want to thank you very much for allowing us to be part of your journey and making it known and making noise and waking up consciousness, because that's how I've seen you and I read you, and I want to thank you very much. So last word is yours. How do you see humanity in 2029 or later? Thank you again.